Hi, this week the question is, if Jesus was God, how could he die? This is the question which the atheist and agnostic asks. This is the question asked by those who deny the deity of Christ and the Trinity of the Godhead. If Jesus was really divine and equal with God the Father, how could he have died? The argument says, number one, God, because of his very nature, cannot die. And number two, since Jesus died, he could not have been God. Let's begin our investigation by first defining the word death. Some have erroneously defined death as the ceasing of all functions of life, loss of consciousness, or annihilation. If this is an accurate description of death, then it would indeed be difficult to imagine how Jesus could die if he were really God. After all, it is impossible to think that God could be annihilated or that all his functions of his life could cease. But what does the Bible say about death? According to the Word of God, what is death and what happens when a man dies? Basically, death means separation. That is, the spirit of man is separated from the body of man. When this separation occurs, death has occurred. When the spirit separates from the body ceases to function, but not the spirit. The body becomes unconscious, but the spirit of man remains conscious and is aware of events taking place around it. Let me give you scripture to support this definition of death. In James 2, verse 26, the Bible says, "For the body without the spirit is dead, so faith also without works is dead." Notice, the body dies when the spirit is separated from it. The body ceases to function, but the spirit continues to operate. In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7, the Bible says, "Then the dust shall return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it." Here we learn that the body, which is composed of dust, simply degenerates into dust again. But the spirit returns to God. The spirit continues to operate and maintains consciousness even after separated from the body. Notice carefully in Luke 8, verse 54 and 55, Jesus put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Little girl, arise." Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately, and he commanded that she be given something to eat. Here, a young lady was dead. When Jesus restored her to life, the Bible specifically states that her spirit came again into her body. Many more passages could be given that illustrate the same point. Death is a separation of the spirit from the body. Now, when the Bible says that Jesus died, it simply means that his spirit was separated from his body. The body of Jesus ceased to function, but his spirit did not. His spirit remained alive and maintained consciousness. Just moments before Jesus died on the cross, he said to one of the thieves being crucified with him, in Luke 23, verse 43, "Today you will be with me in paradise." When both Jesus and this thief died, that very day their bodies ceased to function, but their spirits were carried by angels to paradise, and they maintained a conscious existence. Consider also the resurrection of Jesus. Not only does the resurrection of Jesus prove his deity, but it illustrates what death really is. In John chapter 2, verse 18 through 22, the Bible says, "The Jews answered and said to Jesus, 'What sign do you show us, since you do these things?' Jesus answered and said to them, 'Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.' Then the Jews said, 'It was taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?' But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scriptures and the word which Jesus had said." Here, Jesus is promising that he will raise himself up after being dead for 3 days. Now, if death meant unconsciousness, it would have been impossible for Jesus to raise himself up again, because someone who is unconscious cannot do anything. But Death is simply the separation of the spirit from the body. The spirit maintains consciousness even though the body ceases to function. The point is, Jesus dying on the cross did not indicate weakness on his part. It did not mean he was a mere man. Dying on the cross did not mean that Jesus temporarily ceased to exist. It simply means the Lord temporarily left his physical body. His body ceased to function, but his spirit was conscious as ever. On the third day, before his physical body began to decay, the Lord raised himself up, proving beyond doubt that he was truly God in human flesh. In Matthew 10, verse 28, Jesus said, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The wicked Jews who murdered Jesus on the cross were only able to kill the body of Jesus, but they were not able to kill the spirit of Jesus. The death of Jesus did not mean he was completely mortal, but the resurrection did prove beyond doubt that he was divine. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.